Cyclones have hit Burma before, but one of the reasons this cyclone caused so much destruction is that Burma is losing its mangroves. Mangroves are salt-tolerant evergreens. They grow along tropical coastlines and deltas. They've got thick foliage and sprawling above-water root systems, so they provide a natural defense against the fury of cyclones and tsunamis. In Burma, mangrove forests have been disappearing. Instead, shrimp farms and other commercial developments have taken over the coastlines. Jeffrey McNeely is with the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, and he says the mangrove's very shape makes them a buffer against storms.
The mangrove forests are a very dense forest formation where the roots of the trees are not like a pine tree, but like a couple of hands with multiple root systems are very complex and hard to walk through. And this is something that enables them to capture the sediment that washes down the Irrawaddy River.
So these root systems would grab onto the land.
Yes.
And that was their value.
The value is grabbing onto the new land that's coming down and preventing erosion and then protecting the land that's further inland from severe storms and even high tides.
And were the mangroves themselves, was the height of the tree also a protective factor, the foliage?
Yes, some of the mangroves could be 20 or 30 feet high. More recently, the mangroves are smaller because they're being cut down more. You know, we've lost something like over 300,000 acres of mangroves in the last 20 years throughout Asia.
Throughout Asia. And how about in Burma itself? What happened as a result of the cyclone that made Burmese more vulnerable because these trees had been destroyed?
Well, there was nothing to stop the surge of the great mass of seawater that came shooting up the various parts of the estuary of the Irrawaddy Delta. And so people were exposed to the full force of very high tides, strong waves, very strong winds, just a natural disaster waiting to happen, because the natural protection had been totally removed.
Okay, now the Burmese government is saying that there were actual tidal waves as a result of the cyclone. Could a mangrove forest really have prevented a tidal wave?
It certainly would have reduced the impact of it. I saw with my own eyes in southern Thailand, just after the tsunami, the place where I worked for a couple of years in the southern part of Thailand, the areas where the mangroves were intact suffered much less damage from the tsunami than areas where the mangroves had been destroyed to make shrimp ponds so that Americans can get cheap shrimp at the various fast food restaurants.
And that's what's happened in Burma as well, that basically these mangrove forests have been replaced with shrimp and fish farms right there, of course, along the coast. What is the percentage that's been cleared out in Burma?
Well, it from looking at the satellite photographs, it looks like they've lost at least 80%.
80%.
But somebody's going to have to do a much more careful study. But because Burma has been essentially cut off for the last 20 or 25 years because of the current government system, the research has not been done there nearly as carefully as it has in, say, Bangladesh or Indonesia or Sri Lanka or Thailand.
You mentioned Bangladesh. Bangladesh actually provides some good news in this scope. People there have been trying to replant the mangroves and reinstate the forests, and I guess it's been working.
Bangladesh is indeed a success story. Even though it's a terribly impoverished country, the mangroves that they have, the forests have become so productive, they now support the largest population of Bengal tigers anywhere in Asia. So in Bangladesh, they're able to protect themselves from cyclones, provide good habitat for wildlife, and support a very productive fishery that helps to feed over 100 million people in Bangladesh.
Well, thank you very much for telling us about the importance of these mangrove forests, particularly right now in a place like Burma. Jeffrey McNeely, Chief Scientist for the International Union for Conservation of Nature. Thank you again.
Okay, thank you. My pleasure.
For more on our coverage of the Burma crisis, including videos of the aid effort, go to theworld.org.